And here we go. We're off and running on this Wednesday, middle of the week, December the 18th, 2019. 7 days away, 1 week away from the day that Santa Claus will be coming to town. 1 week away. Can you believe that? That is amazing to me. Now, I know everybody is sick of me talking about this, but I don't know why. Apparently this year I'm going in and out of the Christmas season, but I do want to say this. There are people who I have talked to recently who say they are not in the Christmas spirit either. Now, I don't know what it is this year. It's very strange, and I'll tell you why it's particularly strange. Because this morning, as I'm driving in here, it's still a little dark because we have not hit the winter solstice yet. And the lights are still on outside. And here in downtown Marion, it's very nice in the morning because you have the big snowflakes which are lit up, and you have the wreaths that are on lampposts and things like that that are all lit up. And this morning, it just started to snow. It was not a heavy snow. It was not any snow that was going to cause anybody any problem. But it was just a light snow that was kind of falling over the city of Marion this morning, and the temperatures were below 32, I think it was about 28 degrees as I was coming in this morning. And I thought, well, this certainly feels like Christmas. It really does. You could not get more picturesque a Christmas scene. It's like something out of a snow globe out there this morning. I don't know if it's still snowing now, but it was a half hour ago when I came in. But yet, there's something missing this Christmas season, and I don't know what it is, but I think we will find out as time goes on. There is something about a lack of Christmas music. Do you remember Christmas carolers? I have not seen any of that. And I did check this morning. I have said this before, but this morning I really did pay attention because we're getting 7 days away from Christmas. So I wanted to check this out with full capability this morning. As I'm driving up Mount Vernon Avenue, which is a busy street here in Marion, once I got to the residential part of Mount Vernon Avenue, I noticed that one house had decorations on it. Now, maybe there were more, because as you're driving down the road, you don't really want to be like darting back and forth, and maybe some people turned off their lights overnight or got up early this morning and turned them off. I saw one house with decorations on it, or at least one house with decorations on it that would be appealing to the eye. Now, one thing I did see, which kind of was Christmassy to me, there is a house on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I'm sure the people would not mind you driving down Mount Vernon Avenue to see it, because I think this is the point when you put up decorations like this. They have no decorations outside, but if you drive down Mount Vernon Avenue after the boulevard, like you're coming to downtown Marion, I can't tell you which house it exactly is, but it's on the right side of the road. So if you are coming toward downtown Marion, down Mount Vernon Avenue, past the boulevard, and start looking to your right. There is a house, I believe it's a brick-colored house, and there is a big window in this house, big window that is kind of in the corner of the house. And it goes, there's a window, and then a corner, and then a window on the other side. So a great big window. And no decorations outside at all, but this house has the biggest Christmas tree I have ever seen in my life. When you, putting it in front of the window was exactly the right thing to do. This thing is enormous. And this looks like a fairly modest house. They must have cathedral ceilings in there or something. But this Christmas tree is enormous. And you know, it looks like a real Christmas tree, or it's a really good fake tree. But that was kind of Christmassy, I guess, this morning. So we're having that put me in a good mood, and I guess helps us have a good time. Now, here's what we're going to do on the show today. Now, I thought about this because there is so much going on in the world today, and maybe that's why it's not Christmassy either, that the news is not being dominated by Christmas stories. Maybe it will be after today because we have the big vote today that's going to go on, and whatever will happen, will happen. But That's kind of been dominating the news. And I thought, let's get away from that. Let's try to be Christmassy today. Let's have Christmas conversation. Let's just have a fun 2 hours and not talk about the news and not talk about what's going on. We know what's going on. Some people will talk about it. That's fine. But we don't have to do it here this morning. We can just have a good time as we are 7 days away from the big Christmas holiday. Now, I do want to share a story, though, with you. And this is nothing bad on the person who did this. It's just the way it is. And I want to know if anybody else is having this problem. Now, there are people who I still exchange, I guess you would say, a Christmas list with. They always ask me for a Christmas list, and sometimes they give me one in return. Well, they called me up Sunday, and they said, it's getting late in the season. Can you send the Christmas list over? Because they say I'm kind of hard to buy for, which I don't really think I'm hard to buy for, but I said, okay, I'll send you a few ideas over, and this person likes to order off of the internet. So I sent the Christmas list over on Sunday night, and I get a message from this person yesterday on Tuesday that the internet cannot be used this year because all of the gifts that I had put on the list would not be delivered until early January. So I wonder, so now apparently we have to go to the store and do shopping, which I don't know really this year what I would want from the store. I don't think I'm a difficult gift person, and I'm certainly not an expensive gift person. I just think I'm a strange gift person in that there are very specific things that I like. That a lot of times you can't get in the store. They're not expensive items. They're like $5 or $6 items. They're just not obtainable in the store. You couldn't walk into a Meijer or a Walmart and buy these products. So I think that's one of the things. But in any event, is anybody having trouble with shipping? I wonder. Because a lot of us are now all Amazon and eBay and catalog, which are now all catalogs are online. Is anybody having trouble with delivery for Christmas, that if you would order something this week, you would not get it by next week? You know, this whole Christmas season started with me. The first Christmas commercial I saw this season was about the post office. And I told you that I thought this was a strange commercial because I like the post office. I think the work that the post office people do is tremendous. Like the last 2 days when the weather was awful, well, they're still out there delivering mail. And they'll be out there the next couple days when it's going to be cold. But I don't, the Christmas commercial that I saw, and I haven't seen it again, so maybe it hasn't played a whole lot this season, is it was a post office truck driving out to the middle of nowhere, and basically the idea was that the post office will go anywhere. And that's probably true. And I don't put this on the post office people, I put this on the people shipping the gifts, because apparently there's some kind of hang up there. But I would guess that if you would have ordered a gift a week before Christmas, because I imagine the last delivery day will be Christmas Eve, which will be next Tuesday. So yesterday was Tuesday, and today's even Wednesday. So we'll have shipping and delivery Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. So if you get your gift ordered today, we still have 7 days of shipping and delivery. Why can a gift not get here in that amount of time? Why are the projected delivery dates now into January? Because that's a whole nother week. Does anybody know the reason for this? Is anybody else having trouble in this area? Why are the projected delivery dates all of a sudden showing up in January? Is this a sure sign that the gift will show up in January? Or are they just saying this because they don't want to promise it before Christmas? I don't know. I just found that awful strange because I did look and some of the sites did say projected delivery date like January the 2nd. But I'm thinking that can't be right if you order it on December the 18th. You would think it would. Most of the time when you order something like that, you get it in 3 days because you don't have to send them a check like you used to. Remember the days when you ordered something from a company, you used to have to send them a check, so you had to wait for them to get the check and cash it, and then they sent it out? Well, now it's instantaneous. You give them your credit card or whatever payment you want to give them, and they process it that day, and usually it goes out that day. So that's why you get things in 2 to 3 days now. Is anybody else having shipping problems? I'm interested to know about this because I find this fascinating. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Is there something going on with these companies this year that has caused a big problem? Because if that is true, you know, this might hurt the whole internet shopping idea, because a lot of people don't do their Christmas shopping till very late in the season. And if you can't get something delivered a week out from Christmas, I would think this would tick you off, because we can certainly go to the stores a week before Christmas and still get the gift. We can go right up through Christmas Eve morning. But if a week ahead you still can't get the gift by Christmas if you order it, I don't know. Or are those projected delivery dates just wrong? I would like somebody to have some insight on this, because I really don't know. Let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, we have a lot of Christmas parties coming up, or I have a lot of Christmas parties coming up. I hope you do as well. I have a Christmas party today that I have to go to, and then tomorrow night we have the big Christmas extravaganza here at WWGH Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. will be on the air. The Leszewski family will be here, Charlie will be here, Glenn Coble will be here, Mike Wilson will be here, Terry Tackett, Sean Kraft, Linda Sims will be here. The normal cast of characters that show up to our big Christmas celebration, which is always a lot of fun. And a few surprises tomorrow night as well. And Santa Claus will be here. And we will sing Christmas carols. And we will... Charlie will read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," which he does every year. And the Leszewski family will perform their Christmas song. So it'll be a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, December the 19th, live, 7 to 9 p.m. So if you want to be in the Christmas spirit, that's one way to do it. Tomorrow night for the big Christmas special here on WWGH Radio. And I believe this is the 6th Christmas special we have done. Can you believe this will be the 6th one? That's kind of amazing to me. Now, there's a whole lot of stuff I want to talk about in regard to Christmas, because I was listening to Charlie's show on the way in this morning, and he was talking about Christmas gifts when he was growing up and how fads come and go, Cabbage Patch dolls, things like that. I thought that was an interesting conversation, but I wanted to bring it up to some of the things that I remember when I was younger that Santa Claus brought me that were kind of faddish items, I guess. But I certainly do remember them. But before we do that, I've been wanting to play this week, and I just haven't had it, so I want to get it in this morning. What it is, last year, Ed Asner, you know, Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner, who portrayed Lou Grant on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and a whole bunch of other stuff. He's Santa Claus in the movie Elf and does the voice of Carl in the movie Up. Last year, he recorded a holiday skit with us. It's kind of like the Phyllis Diller thing that we do at Thanksgiving time. But he recorded this last year. This will be the first year that we'll play it. It's a funny little skit. We only play it at Christmas time. It's a Christmas tradition here. Hope you enjoy it. And then we're going to come back and talk about Christmas gifts, Christmas candy, and candy canes. We haven't talked a whole lot about candy canes. We're going to do that right after this fun little thing. Holiday Moment, Ed Asner and myself. Take a listen. Welcome to the show. Today we're going to do something very special for the holiday season. I know you're listening have some questions about what to do during coming holiday season. So I have enlisted an expert to help us. Let me see if I can get them on the line.
Hello.
Hello, this is Scott Spears with WWGH Radio. Is our Christmas expert there?
Well, yes, it is.
What's your name?
Ed Asner. What's it to you?
Ed Asner? What do you know about Christmas?
You know how many times I've played Santa Claus? Where were you? I know everything about the Yuletide season. Now, are you going to get on to your questions, or should I come deck your halls personally?
And I can certainly see you have the holiday spirit.
Yeah, they hired me for my personality. And there you go with that holiday stuff. Are you one of those happy holiday guys?
Well, yes, I like to encompass all the holidays at this time of year.
You send holiday cards, eat holiday cookies. Do you celebrate Holiday Eve?
Well, no, I guess I don't.
Checkmate! Christmas it is.
Okay, well, it's getting late in the season. Is it too late to send out my Christmas cards?
Christmas cards? You send a Pony Express? This is the email age. You email your Christmas cards. It's never too late.
Well, I kind of like having Christmas cards to hang around the house.
You want something to hang with? You ever hear of mistletoe at Christmas?
Well, yeah.
Well, nothing. Well, nothing. Hang the mistletoe, not the cards. Cards are flammable. Mistletoe is nice, safe, and juicy. For example, at the big Christmas party I have every year, I always hang mistletoe, and I've never regretted it. Not buying chapstick, yes, that's a regret. But the mistletoe, no regrets there.
What does this have to do with Christmas cards?
Nothing, I'm just, like, telling that story.
But I want real Christmas cards to hang around the house.
Well, then I guess you should have sent those cards out right after Thanksgiving, boyzo. But no, you sat around eating leftover cold turkey sandwiches. And now you're out of luck. Christmas cards at youretoolate.com.
Okay, what is the best thing to serve at your holiday gathering?
There you go again. Christmas party! Say it, Christmas!
Okay, Christmas party. What's the best food to serve at your Christmas party?
Well, I like fruitcake and eggnog.
I don't really like fruitcake.
I don't really care. It's not about you. It's about your guests. And I like fruitcake. As a matter of fact, I like most any kind of cake, except cupcakes. Never been a fan. Why separate a perfectly good cake?
What does this have to do with my party?
You have a real me attitude, you know that? You know Santa Claus is not going to leave anything in your stocking this year, or any year, with this type of attitude. In my day, if you were good, Santa left an orange in your stocking. If you were really good, Santa left two oranges in your stocking. And if you were really, really, really good, you got a pair of gloves.
Why not three oranges?
Who wants an orange for Christmas? You know what it was like to wake up Christmas morning and have nothing but a lousy orange? I'm not starving. All the kids in the neighborhood are out playing with their new sleds and bicycles. And I had an orange. I can hardly imagine how jealous they were.
Okay, what about music? What's the best music to play at Christmas party?
Now we're talking. This is my special area. You could go classic, Silver Bells, It's Christmas Time in the City, or Walking in a Winter Wonderland, or my all-time favorite, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, Jack Frost Nipping at Your Nose, Yuletide Carols Being Sung by a Choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with her eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna say, to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, that's impressive. And you know, it's my favorite too. Written in 1944 by Mel Torme.
Oh man, that's depressing.
Why?
Because I'm older than the song. It was written in 1944. I'm depressed. I need some fruitcake.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Say what?
A favorite Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah, well, my God, haven't you heard of Elf?
That's a good Christmas movie. I particularly like Santa Claus in that movie.
Well, hands down, It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, what a great story. Jimmy Stewart singing, and that famous line from Little Zuzu at the end. Every time you hear a bell, the oranges have arrived FedEx.
That's not the line. It's every time you hear a bell, an angel gets his wings.
Oh, that's been a different version in my neighborhood.
Okay, let's try this. What's the best story to read to your family at Christmas time?
Oh, without question. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bah, humbug. Oh, what a story that is. A guy who is evil and is visited by three ghosts and then turns into a nice man. Yeah, you know, I had an Uncle Ebenezer. Yeah, old Ebenezer Asner. A lot of Z's there, isn't there? Boy, was he a difficult guy to get along with. When I was growing up, on Christmas morning, he would come over with figgy pudding. Now, who wants figgy pudding? Yuck! But I got even with him. I used to throw those darn Christmas oranges at his car.
Oh, wasn't exactly Charles Dickens, was it?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the holidays. But it's different now. Everyone in a hurry, wanting to buy something for someone else. It's supposed to be about family and love, caring.
You know, that's beautiful.
I know, I read it on the back of the eggnog carton during my last break.
Well, not that this hasn't been fun, but do you happen to have any parting words for our audience?
Yes, I do. Enjoy the holidays. Stay safe. Be with your friends and family. Keep the spirit of goodness with you all year round. And most importantly, no oranges!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Asner.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Thank you so much. The audience, I'm sure, will enjoy that. Thank you so much, Mr.
Well,
Asner.
It's a nice beat.
You are the best.
Thank you, man.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The one and only Ed Asner. Now, let me just say this, because I think sometimes Hollywood gets a bad reputation. And Ed Asner, who has worked consistently for well over a half century, well over 50 years, Ed Asner has won more Emmy Awards than any other actor in the history of the Emmys. I wrote that little thing, and I sent it to him, and he did it free. No money, no talk of money. And that thing's about 11 minutes long. He sang, he was tremendous, he was funny, and he made that piece a lot better than it was. Ed Asner's a great guy, and that is what the holidays are all about. Now, did you enjoy that? I don't know how many people heard that last year when we actually did that. We taped that last year and played it. Did you enjoy that little bit there with Ed Asner? 740-383-9944, 37 minutes past the hours here on WWG, past the hour here on WWGH Radio, 37 minutes. Give us a ring, 740-383-9944. And it's, that to me is, that piece is mentioning so many things that have to do with Christmas. There are so many things that have to do with Christmas. Of course, the Christmas oranges, which are not such a big thing anymore. The Christmas fruitcake, which I don't know where all the fruitcakes have went this year, but I'm okay that they're gone. Let's see, what else has disappeared? Well, there just are a lot of things. Santa Claus, lights, trees, so on and so forth. Rudolph, Frosty. But we thank Ed Asner for that, and I certainly hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, let us know, 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything that's on your mind in regard to the holiday season, we certainly would love to hear from you. Now, we have had many conversations on this program over the last week about Christmas candy. Now, we still have not heard anything back about candied orange peels. We did have a caller last week who called in who wanted to know if people still had candied orange peels. I'm not sure how you make candied orange peels. I've never had a candied orange peel. Is it a real orange peel? See, I don't even know the answer to that. Is it just something you make that tastes like an orange peel? Although I don't think an orange peel would taste very good. I would imagine a peel on an orange is probably the worst tasting part of it. Although, I was talking to somebody the other night who told me that the healthiest part of the orange is the orange peel. Now, is that true? I haven't had time to look that up either. Is the healthiest part of the orange peel? I had never heard that before. So what is a candied orange peel? Does anybody know anything about that? Also, one of our listeners the other day brought in some Christmas candy, Peppermint Tech. Now, I don't know how to make this. Has anybody ever heard of making Peppermint Tech candy? Now, I think there was white chocolate involved, and I think there were little bits of peppermint candy involved, but I'm not really sure how you would make that. And this might be something that I would make this holiday season if I knew how to do it, or it was simple to make. But I'm not really sure how you do it. I'm sure there's a recipe somewhere. Does anybody know anything about Peppermint Tech candy? Charlie and I went crazy for this candy last week and pretty much polished it off. So the Peppermint Tech is all gone already a week before Christmas, but it was a delicious thing. And as I was saying, I really don't like hard tech candy. So this Peppermint Tech candy was really, really good stuff. We talked a lot about the turtles at Christmas, which I still think are filled with caramel and coconut. Although somebody said they don't remember the coconut ones. I remember coconut being in the turtle candy. Buckeyes, I've heard a lot of people doing Buckeyes. Does anybody have a good Buckeye recipe? Because I think the Christmas cookie get-together that I'm going to have is going to happen on Monday. So I need some good recipes for some of this stuff. I think I've got the no-bake cookies down now. Apparently, the no-bake cookies all lie within the sugar and the boiling water. Once you get the water to a boil, that's when the sugar... Do you put the sugar in then? You know, I guess I don't have that all figured out. So you bring the water to a boil, and I know you only boil it for about a minute, but do you add the sugar when it starts to boil and let it boil for a minute? Or do you put the sugar in the water and let it work up to a boil. Because I know that you can screw up these no-bake cookies in a second. So I'm taking all the advice here. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. What were some other things? Does anybody have anything special they do with candy canes? I mean, I think the official candy of Christmas is still the candy cane, although I don't see a lot of people hanging candy canes on their Christmas trees anymore. Is that still done? There are candy canes on my Christmas tree. I think they've been there for about 15 years. They're the same candy. I don't replace them because nobody eats them, so I just throw them back in the box every year. Now, that's an interesting question. How long will candy canes last? Do candy canes have a shelf life? I wouldn't think there's anything in a candy cane that would spoil, but they are wrapped in that cellophane. I don't know. Do candy canes spoil? Does anybody know the answer to that? A lot of questions out here for you today. All you people who are very good at baking, how do you do the peppermint tack? When do you put the sugar in the water when you're making the no-bake cookies? And then apparently it's just peanut butter, oatmeal, and cocoa that makes the no-bake cookies. Do candy canes spoil? Does anybody know the answer to that? That's an interesting thing. 740-383-9944. And also last week we were talking about what has happened to real Christmas trees. Now, I think I saw one this morning in that window, that huge Christmas tree, which I would guess would have to be a real Christmas tree. But why do you think people aren't buying real Christmas trees anymore? Now, I'm in this boat myself that I don't buy a real Christmas tree. But why has that gone away? When I was younger, we used to have a real Christmas tree all the time. And we found out something interesting on this show last week that apparently, because it was always told to me you had to put sugar water at the base of the Christmas tree. You chop the end of the Christmas tree off and then you put sugar water at the base. But apparently, sugar water is not important. That you just put water in the base to keep the tree fresh. So what was the sugar water all about? Does anybody remember being told that you were supposed to put sugar water at the base of your Christmas tree? I remember hearing that for years and years and years, and I never understood what the sugar was supposed to do for the Christmas tree. And also, another question that I find fascinating, how long can a Christmas tree hold up, a real Christmas tree, even if you're watering it? How long can you keep that in the house? I don't think you could keep it there from Thanksgiving through New Year's, which is the time a lot of people keep their Christmas tree up. I don't think it would last that long, even if you were watering it, because it's not like a plant. Oh, here's a whole nother thing. Speaking of the horticultural part of Christmas, poinsettia. Now, is it poinsettia or poinsettia? And here's another thing I don't understand. Is a poinsettia, however you pronounce it, is that an annual or a perennial? And what is the... Because I think annual and perennial are all screwed up. Now, one means that it will bloom next year, and one means that it only blooms once. Now, is a poinsettia an annual or a perennial? And which is which? What does annual mean and what does perennial mean? Because every time in my life that I hear this, well, annual means once a year. So is it an annual flower that comes up every year? I would think that's right. But perennial, is a perennial just the once a year? But it seems to me like perennials are the ones that come out every year. So I don't know. What's the difference between annual and perennial? Somebody who knows better than I do about gardening, which I don't know anything about it. What's an annual? What's a perennial? And is a poinsettia an annual or a perennial? And if it is an annual, how do you preserve a poinsettia? Because every year, usually, I'll get a poinsettia from somebody or somebody will show up to the house with one, and mine do not last very long. They usually wilt pretty quick, a matter of fact. So, if it is an annual, if I'm using that term correctly, something you bring up every year, how do you preserve a poinsettia? Does anybody know how to do this? And is a poinsettia something that you can preserve? 46 minutes past the hour, give me a ring here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell me the stories on poinsettias. And is it poinsettia or poinsettia? Because I had heard that it was named after a general poinsettia. But also, in the Midwest, I know we say poinsettia quite a bit. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, good morning.
A poinsettia is a annual in our zone.
So an annual is one that will come up every year, right?
No.
No.
An annual only... Okay, there's different zones temperature-wise. So an annual are plants that you plant once and they die back, and then you have to replant them again the following year. A perennial is a plant that you can plant once and it comes back year after year.
Now, see, that's confusing to me because annual events happen every year.
Right. So therefore, you plant them every year.
Oh, okay.
And a perennial is a plant that once it's planted, it comes back year after year on its own.
So perennial pretty much means forever.
Yeah, everything has its lifespan, but basically that's true. The plants that come up on their own year after year are perennials. An annual is the plant that you have to plant every year.
So in our area, in our zone, a poinsettia is an annual.
Is an annual, but you can keep them year after year if you treat them as houseplants. You can put them outside through the summertime, but they need to be brought back in before it freezes.
So how do you keep the poinsettia alive? Because mine wilt very quickly.
You don't let them dry out. They like to be kept moist. You do not let them get cold, because once they get cold, they drop their leaves. Also, it's the red, the color. Those are actually leaves and not the bloom. The bloom is the little center part, the little yellow nodules in the center. That's actually the flower.
Hmm. Well, see, that's fascinating to me because I know there's an issue, especially with a poinsettia, which is usually in some kind of pot when you get it.
Mm-hmm.
So to keep it moist, about how often would you want to water it and how much would you want to use?
Again, you just, depending on your household conditions, maybe once a week, depending on the size of the pot and your home conditions, how warm it is in your house, how, you know, chilly. Use your finger. Stick your finger down in the soil. If the top feels dry, then or the pot feels really light, then it probably needs a drink of water.
Hmm. But the red part of the poinsettia will eventually fall off no matter what.
It'll grow, but the coloring will leave.
Oh, okay.
And then it takes a darkness period for it to gain the color back. Is any of this making sense?
It is. I'm trying to think because, I always get these every year, and as people do at this time of year, poinsettias are a great flower to have around the house. They're also a great gift if you're going to somebody's house on Christmas Eve because it kind of Christmases up the place.
Right.
But I, you know, they're a weird thing because a lot of times you're bringing them to people who don't know anything about plants and don't have any live plants in their house.
Right.
And they're also very volatile, which is what I have found because I have watered them in the past and they still start to go south about New Year's. So I don't know, because I would think that if you plant them in the summer, like you said, that they might, are they red, or do they look like a poinsettia when you plant them outside?
They're, right, they're, well, again, you can plant them. If you plant them and you want to save it, you need to dig it back up and bring it back inside. Or just plant pot and all, or just set your pot outside. But it has, they have to be brought back in before it gets cold, because they don't do cold.
Hmm. And there are zones in the world where it is a perennial.
We are, right.
That's interesting.
Right.
So warmer climates, I would guess.
We're a zone, we used to be a zone 5, we're now a 6, which is it's a hardiness, because they can be, in warmer zones, they can be planted and they'll come back year after year. But up in Ohio, in the cold area, we have to treat them as a houseplant and not as a perennial.
Now, is there anything you can add to a houseplant like a poinsettia that will help it stay alive besides water?
Light.
Light, yeah, light's always good.
A good, bright area. And again, water is the number one killer of houseplants. It's you either overwater or underwater, and normally it's overwatering that kills plants.
So you just kind of have to feel with your hands to see how the soil is doing.
Right.
That's interesting.
Right. That, and there is a product out. It's called a moisture meter.
Mm.
And you can get them at any garden center. I'm not sure about like Walmart or Meijer. But garden centers carry them, and it's a probe that you just stick down into the pot, and it lets you know if there's moisture in the soil.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate the information this morning. Thanks.
Sure.
Take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there's a lot of information on poinsettias or poinsettia. Oh, we didn't see, that's another part of that. And remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling in. This is interesting information. So really, in our area, a poinsettia is not perennial. It's not forever. It's an annual. It's something you have to have every year, although you can keep it alive all year round if you work at it, is what it sounds like. But is it poinsettia or poinsettia? How did it get two different names? As I was saying, I thought it was named after like a general poinsettia. I think I had heard that at one point, that it was named after some general. I don't even know if it was an American general. It might have been a general from some other country. But is it poinsettia or poinsettia? Because I would think that's a zone dialect thing as well. People in the South probably call it something different than we do here in the Midwest, or people on the East Coast, or people on the West Coast. So in the Midwest, is it poinsettia or poinsettia? Now, I tend to go toward poinsettia, but I know a lot of people older than me refer to it as poinsettia. So I don't know. Which have you heard? Or did we just take the word poinsettia and decide that was too much and make it poinsettia, like people do with aunt? You know, now everybody says aunt, but really the word is aunt. Is that what happened with poinsettia? We did not like putting that extra oomph into it for poinsettia, so now it's just poinsettia. Those are always in large demand. And a nice gift. Now, there's a gift. We talked about gifts that you can give, practical gifts, and a poinsettia, or poinsettia, however you want to say it, is one of those gifts. So, do you have any information on the poinsettia, poinsettias, or the Christmas trees, which is the other living thing that a lot of people deal with during the holiday season? Why did we put sugar water in a tree? Did that matter at all? Or was that just a big, jokey type thing? And can you still get a tree? Now, we did hear that the Y-Men last week were still selling trees. I think over here on behind Fayee Bank and the Jersey, I don't know if they're still there or not. I don't know if they've run out or I don't know. I haven't driven over there to see if they're still there. And how much does a Christmas tree cost now? I have not bought a live Christmas tree in so long. I have no idea what a live Christmas tree cost. Does anybody know what they cost? Has anybody been out there buying a Christmas tree this year? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Now, let's see. What else did I want to talk about this morning? Oh, we talked the other day about potato candy, but nobody ever said how potato candy is made. How do you make potato candy? Is that a Christmas staple? I have no idea how you would make potato candy. Do you use real potatoes? I know we got a recipe the other day, which I thought was kind of interesting, where you take mashed potatoes, and I think I'll screw this up because I didn't write it down. But I think it was you take mashed potatoes and you add, was it powdered sugar to it? You take mashed potatoes and powdered sugar, a very small amount of mashed potatoes and powdered sugar, and you roll it out, and then you put jelly or peanut butter in the middle, and this makes a great thing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, all you do is just boil a white potato. Well, first you peel it. Boil it, mash it up, and then you just keep mixing, powdered sugar with the potato until it gets to a dough-like consistency where you can roll it out. Then you roll it out, smooth, creamy peanut butter. Some people can do jam, but I've only ever heard of that. I've never really seen anyone do that. Put peanut butter all over that, roll it up, and slice it.
So the potato candy is actually the potato roll that we heard about the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, it is powdered sugar?
A lot. And I've burned up more than one mixer making potato candy.
Yeah, because I can imagine that would be very difficult. Now, is it about the size of a pumpkin roll, or do you try to make...
No.
Yeah.
It's way smaller.
So it's a tablespoon of actual mashed potatoes.
No, a whole potato.
Oh, you do the whole potato?
Yeah, you take a whole potato, peel it, a white one, boil it up. It's tons and tons and tons of powdered sugar. You'd be surprised how much powdered sugar that potato can keep absorbing.
Well, how much, what should the potato and the powdered sugar taste like? How do you know?
Sweet, real sweet. It's more the consistency. Like, you need to be able to roll it out like dough.
Now, for me, I'm not a big fan of peanut butter, so peanut butter to me would not be good on that. So is jelly really the only other thing?
I've only ever heard of people doing that. I've never seen it. I've only ever seen it made with the peanut butter.
That's interesting because I wonder, because jelly doesn't tend to stick to things like peanut butter, and it's a little harder to smooth out. So
yeah.
I wonder if you could do things like a pumpkin roll is cream cheese in there, isn't it? Cream cheese icing?
I believe so. I don't think it's just straight cream cheese. It's like cream cheese mixed with something.
Yeah, I wonder if you could do cream cheese icing on that, if it would taste right.
I don't know. I've had a hard time concentrating on anything given the Claxton nightmare. I'm so downhearted about that.
Have you ever found one?
I haven't been able to find one.
They're not in the stores, are they?
No. And I was going to go online, but I thought, what the heck?
Did you hear the other day when we called the Claxton factory?
You did.
We did. Oh, yeah. That's why you have to. We're here. That's why you have to listen all the time because we.
I do listen. I do listen all the time. But I don't know how I managed to miss that.
Yeah. Last Friday, Charlie and I on the phone. I think on the noon show on Friday, we called up Claxton, Georgia, which is where the one and only Claxton factory is, and we talked to a man. I believe his name was Rufus, who had worked there for 57 years. Which, by the way, I don't think he was a fan of...
That's my dog's name.
I don't think he was a fan of fruitcakes from talking to him. Even though he'd worked there for 57 years, he sounded like he was fed up with it. But he said he had not heard of a Claxton loss or anything like that, but
I even started calling around to different banks and stuff, and they said, no, we're not doing it this year. I hear every day, I hear you talk about your lack of, you know, enthusiasm, or you can't get into the fish. That's probably why. If you could only get your hands on a Claxton.
I always say it's not Christmas until I have to choke back and gag on a Claxton fruitcake.
There you go. Well, that is the holy grail of Christmas.
Oh, by the way, this was interesting. You know how many pounds of fruitcake Claxton sends out? We did learn this. Do you know how many pounds every year they send out?
Probably a lot.
5 million pounds.
Oh, my.
Isn't that something?
They're kind of heavy anyway, you know, when you think about it.
2 pounds, they told me. 2 pounds is what a fruitcake weighs.
Oh, interesting.
That's interesting.
Well, do you think you guys will play that again probably someday, like in a rerun or something?
You know what? That's actually scheduled to, this is Wednesday. That will replay today at, let me see here. That will replay today from, I believe it's 1 until 2. And it's one of the first things on that show. Today from 1 until 2, after Glenn...
Well, I'll be tuning in.
Tune that in, and you'll hear Rufus. It's right at the beginning of the show. Charlie and my conversation with Rufus at the Claxton Factory.
Well, I look forward to that. Yeah. Have a good day, Scott.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We got to go to break, but we're coming back. Christmas memories, Christmas gifts, all kinds of conversations. Stay tuned.